Blog Talk Radio.
AVS Media Demo. AVS Media Demo.
Good evening to each and every one of you. You are now listening to the Monday night, 8:30, AY Motivational Radio Show. And each week we have various guests come onto the show to help you as Avon representatives take your Avon business to the next level. So I'm very excited. This evening we have our district manager, Cal Frazier, who's going to be discussing one of our newest products that has appeared in our Avon What's New book and brochures, and it's called The Lift. So let me see if I can find Cal in the sea of people. Hold on one second, people. Carol? Cal? Let's see. Carol? Okay, I don't recognize her number in the, maybe this is her here. Carol? Okay, I don't see her number popping up. So until she comes on, we'll just move on and discuss a few little things. As you know, Mother's Day is coming, not Mother's Day, but next month, the month of March, is Women's History Month. And that is a great time for to have many events throughout the city, New York City, and as well as Westchester, for women's events. And one of the things that I like to do and keep on hand is the hand lotions, the little small sample ones. They usually, you can usually get them like for 99 cents, and during the Christmas time they have Christmas decorations, or during 4th of July they will have the stars and stripes on them. And what I usually do, I usually buy, 20, or definitely have a set of 10. And what I would do is take those in the plastic bags in which you put your brochures on so you can hang them up on people's doorknobs. I take those bags, and I put one of those lotions inside, and I put a brochure inside of that, and then any other kind of promotional that I want to put in, whether I'm going to put in something about recruiting or pull out a slip from my ordering books, ordering pads, they can write their own orders in there, a business card. And then what I usually do, I take a little bit of ribbon, and I thread it through the hole of the door knocker of the plastic bag, and I tie a knot in it, and then I take my scissors and I curl it. And what I usually do, when it comes, again, this is Women's History Month, and there's a lot of events, so I try to go to the event early. Now I'm talking about whether you're sitting at a table of 10, because usually when you go to like a banquet or some kind of event, the tables are usually set up for 10 people. So I'll get there early, place one of those pre-loaded packages, which I made up, and I place them on everyone's seat. So when everyone arrives, they see that they've gotten this nice, cool gift. A lot of times they think that it's the sponsor that has given them this particular cool gift. And then once everybody's settled in and everybody introduced themselves around the table, I usually tell them, that the gift is from me. I'm an Avon representative. And, you also have a brochure. And if they do not have an Avon representative, I'll really appreciate it, if they, consider me as the Avon rep, and to enjoy the hand lotion as my gift to them. for sharing our space. So, you know, this again, this is the time to for many women's events. So what I would suggest for you to do to find these events so that you can also promote your business the same way that I do is go and Google women's events in your area, put your town. You could also go on to your town's Chamber of Commerce. And a lot of times the Chamber of Commerce will have a an event tab. Click on that event tab and then see, we'll scroll down and see what events they are having for Women's History Month. A lot of times those events are free. For those who are in church, there's a lot of churches that have Women History Month programs. You can even go to your, certainly you can go to your own church, but certainly, you know, spread your wings and go out to other churches and within your community, you know, fellowship with them. And again, you know, take your little booklets and put them around the on the table. And another thing you can do for women to prepare yourself for Women's History Month is that you can yourself offer a maybe a very special deal for those women who are on your customer database. You know, maybe you want to offer those women a free facial. You may wish to, or a free makeover. Or what you could do, you could go into your database, and you could send everyone on your database maybe a 10% off for the month of March for Women's History Month. And to make it really more exciting and more meaningful, maybe what you can do also is donate a certain percentage of the proceeds to breast cancer and breast cancer awareness, something that is very dear to many women during the month of March. The other thing I would suggest, strongly suggest that you do, is to reach out to different stores, women's stores, like a Dress Barn, maybe a Marshall's, where, you know, or any small boutique in your community, one that particularly caters to women, and ask them, can you come in and set up a display and perhaps do demos or even perfume samples. And one of the things I would strongly suggest or in your next campaign, we're in campaign 5 now, so for campaign 6, so that you have it for March, order the new perfume or even order an old perfume and take that perfume and take it as a tester and then set up your display centered around that tester. So when you go to the boutique or even a hair salon or a gym and set up your table, what your purpose would be is to have the ladies test the perfume. The Passion is a wonderful product to test because it's new, relatively new. And then secondly, the bottle has such an attractive look, and it has a wonderful feel. And I find that women who are on the fence, you know, they say, oh, yeah, I like the smell. And, yes, the perfume is the bottle is pretty. But when I put that bottle in their hand, that really is the clincher, and that's what makes them want to open up their purse and purchase that particular product. So you want to make sure, you know, you have some kind of perfume on hand. You don't need to invest a lot. Just make sure you have your books. If you're going to do an in-store, in-gym, in-spa demonstration during Women's History Month, just make sure you have your books. I would say go to the dollar store, get a pink tablecloth that works very, very well. Put it on your table. And then add your perfume, make that the centerpiece. You can get a block or a box, a square box, put it underneath your tablecloth, and then that will drape the box so people won't see it, and then put the perfume on top of that. And then have plenty of samples of that particular perfume. Now, one of the things you want to ask and make sure you're clear with is to ask the manager of the store that you're going to work in for the day, ask them, can you sell? If they say you can sell, then make sure you have on hand some perfumes already pre-packaged. That's what I like to do. I put them in little shopping bags. And whatever my theme is, that's the colored tissue paper I would buy. So if it's Women's History Month, I would have like a pink tissue paper coming out of the white and Avon shopping bag. And I'll have two of them already on the table, and then I have my other ones underneath my tablecloth on the floor, so I can just quickly pull them out and give them to the lady. If you're going to do that, make sure you have the exact change. So if the, for example, the cash was $36, let's say $3 the tax is $39, make sure you have a lot of singles, because, you know, people will give you $4, but you give them singles. So this way you're not interrupting the flow of the establishment. You can do the same thing in a hair salon. This is a great, March is a great month to book your hair salon. The time to do that is now. So I call them. You should have a hair salon booked for every weekend in March. The best days to go into a hair salon would be Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. You can do all 3 days from the first week of March to the last week of March. And you can rotate different salons. You're going to go to four different salons. Or if that's the case, you can actually go to a different salon every week. So you have three salons per week, three different salons per week. And then what you could offer the owner of the salon, you could offer that particular person a certain percentage of the sale. So that would motivate her to sell the products, then to help you sell the products. So she would talk that up to her clients while they're sitting in her chair. Oh, you should try that perfume, or oh, yeah, you should try that lipstick, or oh, you should try that skincare product. When you go in the salon, I would strongly suggest, but also to bring some color also. Bring your glimmer sticks, your mascaras, your lip glosses, your lipsticks if you have. Because this is a place where you have a captive audience. These ladies have to either wait for their, they have to wait to be called to sit in the seat, or they're sitting in the dryer, or they're sitting, waiting for the color in their hair to set. And this will be a wonderful time for you to stroll over to them, introduce yourself, give them a brochure. This way they can flip through the brochures while they're sitting there. Also, it gives you the opportunity to either give them a questionnaire to ask them about their skin care. This is a good time to talk to them about any skin care needs. This is a great time to have them sample the lipsticks and the sample the blush, or even the foundation if you have that. So again, the best time to do this is really to start now, calling the salon, and in campaign 6, this is the opportunity that you want to brochure. We're getting into spring, thank God, although we have snow coming tomorrow. But spring is really, truly right around the corner. So we should start upping our orders in terms of brochures. Gillian Clark had made a wonderful suggestion. She said when you pick up your box, 100 brochures, it's awkward to carry because the boxes come in boxes of 60. The book brochures come in a box of 60, and then they take the other 40 and they put in your flat box, and it makes it kind of heavy and awkward to carry. What you may wish to do is order 120, order the $20, 20 books extra, and this way you get the two boxes to carry and bring it to your apartment or your home. But as we start to move up into towards summer, I would strongly suggest to think about, if you're ordering 20 books now, you should really truly start thinking, just start thinking about ordering 50 books. If you're ordering 50 books now, think about ordering 100. If you're ordering 100 books now, you really should be ordering 300. But certainly for the month of March, you know, be prepared order 300 books. I mean, well, you could, because you can always, you just remember that your books can carry you for three campaigns. So if you don't use all the books in one campaign, certainly you can give them out within the next two campaigns. And don't worry, you can give out campaign 7 with campaign 8. Sometimes I give my books, especially customers I don't see on a regular basis, I do give them two campaign books at a time. So it's okay to do that. So make sure that, you know, you really prepare for this March for Women's Day, Women's History Month. This is a great, great opportunity to launch your Avon business, to get your Avon business back on track, because I know for many of us, traditionally after the Christmas holidays, our business gets very slow, and it starts to pick up slightly in February, but this February has just been very harsh because of the winter months. But certainly March starts to jumpstart our business and get it back into gear. So, you know, take the opportunity and plan. You know, I can't tell you how poor planning. I get calls from Avon representatives who just don't plan properly. You know, they'll call me and say they need extra books and this and that and the other. And I say to myself, well, why didn't you plan for that? If you knew you had this activity coming up, why didn't you plan for that? So, for example, I know, as I told you earlier, you know that Women's History Month is coming up in the month of March. So, therefore, you should be going to more activities, which means you should be giving out more books in the month of March. So, for campaign 6, you should order enough books to carry you through the month of March, and then certainly through campaign 7, do the same as well. But also, I go into little boutiques, and they allow me to demo. I look at those, look at my calendar. I look and see where I'm going to demo. I make sure I have the item that I want to demo. So that's number one. And then also, I like to leave the manager of the store or the manager of the gym or the spa, I like to leave them a little gift, and it's always an Avon gift. So when you see at the bottom of your Avon.com, you always see a bundle that's on sale. It could be, I think the latest one I've seen is the Naturals with the two bubble baths. And it was $23, and I forgot what it came up in actual sales. But that certainly makes a wonderful gift to give to the manager and say, you know, just as a thank you for allowing me to come into your establishment and to promote my Avon business. Now, when you go to these stores and you're promoting, or even banks. People Bank is a great place to promote your business. So when you go to these places and you're promoting your Avon business, in addition to making your table look really nice, and trust me, the dollar store is my friend. Everything I get is from the dollar store to decorate my table. For Valentine's Day, I had the little hearts. And I had a vase where I don't know where I've got these hearts that was on a stem, and I made it into like a little vase. So, you know, I always go to Dolphin and purchase these little things. But and I just lost my train of thought where I was going to say that. So just like you want to have your table looking very nice and professional looking and very attractive, you also would like to also look the part as well. And one of the things I've done, if you go into youravon.com and you click on the community tab and you scroll down to the bottom, to the left-hand side, you will see a box, and it looks like a rectangle, actually, and it says Advantage is what I believe it says, and it has like a check mark, I believe. And if you click on that, that will take you to another page. And then on that page, you'll see a couple of things. One, those companies that partner with us where you can get discounts like Staples, T-Mobile, Sprint, et cetera, et cetera. But one of the things you will also see is town and country. And click on that. And what I've done, I have purchased, and you don't have to do this, but I've purchased from there two different size tablecloths I have bought from town and country. That's where I purchased my business card, my name tag. I've also purchased my T-shirts, and you, well, they also have the little visor cap as well as the clipboard. So when I go and do a presentation at a salon, even I'm visiting a flea market, what I do, I try to wear the Avon apparel so that I look professional as well. And what I would wear is a T-shirt, nicely ironed and clean. And I would wear either black slacks or a black skirt. The writing is usually in, the Avon writing is usually in black. So it makes it look very, very attractive. And then I will wear the visor. I'll wear my hair in a ponytail, and I will wear the visor on my head, and my name tag I will also wear. And then I have the Avon clipboard, and I do have the Avon pen with the lipstick. And then I have my business card placed on my my table. And so this way I have a nice professional look, because people want to be around, surround themselves with people who look very successful. So if you dress the part, you know, oh, okay, great. So, you know, you're fake until you make it. So you don't have to spend a lot of money on these items. If just getting a T-shirt is what you can afford, then certainly just buy the T-shirt. It's no more than $23. I can't remember the exact amount. They're very inexpensive. So get yourself a T-shirt, and then you don't have to run out and buy black pants, or if you don't have it. I mean, whatever color you could pick up in the shirt will certainly go. In the summertime, there's white in the shirts. You may want to wear white slacks or white skirt. So you know, you choose. You make the decision. And even when I go out and I go out with the magic bus, I always make sure I wear my little T-shirt. And even if I'm, you know, wearing, leggings, you know, or they used to call it, they're called gym pants. Or for lack of a better word, like the gym pants. I will wear, you know, this and my little sneakers I'll have on my my little Avon T-shirt. So that's a great thing to do. So you make sure you have a good look at your table, as well as with your appearance. Also, when you're at these stores, when you're at the spa, the hair salon, the various stores, or even the bank you have set up there, one of the things you want to make sure you have is a must-have is a clipboard. You can go to the dollar store and buy a clipboard, or you go to Staples and buy a clipboard. If you get it from the dollar store, obviously it's a dollar. Not all dollar stores have them, but, you know, shop around. I know those who are in Yonkers and Getty Square, the one next to McDonald's, they have clipboards for a dollar. So you can get the clipboard, and on your computer, you can make yourself a sign-in sheet. And on the sign-in sheet, it should simply say Avon sign-in sheet. And this is very, very important. The next thing you want to write underneath Avon sign-in sheet, and it could, and I usually have that maybe in a size 24 font. Then underneath that, maybe in a 12 font, I will have please sign up for my email newsletters and correspondence. This way people can't accuse you of spamming them. That's very, very important, because if somebody reports you, like to Google, or people have constant contact of myself, You know, they could actually shut you down if they, if you get complaints. So you have people sign that and have them sign it, and then you put them on and add them on to your Avon web address book. And then and if you have not done so already, you can go into your profile of your Avon web address book, and you can determine what emails your customers are going to get. There's two choices you have. One, they can get every promotion, which means that they'll get daily promotions from Avon, or they can get campaign promotions, which means they will get a promotion from you every at the beginning of every campaign. For myself, I find for my client base that the receiving the Avon brochure every campaign works out better than getting the Avon brochure on a daily basis. I found that I was getting for myself, I was getting numerous all these opt-outs because they just couldn't take receiving all of these emails on a daily basis. Now, what I would do if I was you, once you have determined that, and then you start putting your people in your daily in your web office, you can put them in categories. So, for example, I go to People's Bank. So everybody who I met at People's Bank, I put them in that category. If I met people at a certain salon, I put them in that category. So I put them in categories because sometimes I may just wish to give people in a certain category only a discount at one particular time. So, you know, take your time and set things up. Also, one of the things I also do, once I get a person's email address, I usually send them a personalized email thanking them for stopping by my table, my booth, or the demonstration. If you kept notes for everybody who stopped by your booth, like sometimes people, you'll find that people say, oh, let me know when moisture therapy is on sale. I will put that in my notes on my in my sign-in sheet. Oh, let me go back to the sign-in sheet. So your sign-in sheet should have your name, the person's name, first and last name, the email address, phone number, and then I usually have a column for comments. So also on the comments section is where I will put comments that the person had expressed to me. So when I go home, within 24 hours, you should contact everyone who has stopped by your booth, 24 hours. And then I will simply say, thank you for stopping by my booth. I will certainly be on the lookout for Skin So Soft and let you know when it's on sale. Plain and simple. Or you may want to say to encourage people to shop on your website, you may want to say, thank you for stopping by my booth. If you register online for my website and you give the website AvonRepresentative.com/ whatever your name is, I will give you a 5% discount. And you can pre-set that up in your web office. So that will be all. And then, you know, and then let them know that they will be receiving notices from you bi-weekly. So twice, I may say twice a month. That sounds less than bi-weekly, although the same thing. So that's what those are some of the things that you can do for Women's History Month. Again, this is the time to do your research, go on the internet, search out what events, free events, F-R-E-E, free events that you can attend, and plan for it by ordering the appropriate books. Look for the I made the suggestion of the hand lotion, which is 99 cents, but certainly the lip balms, which sometimes are on sale for 49 cents or 59 cents, those make wonderful gifts, too, and it's less money. So you may want to buy a substantial number of those. I take those and put them away from my Avon inventory. I keep them separate, and I always have those Avon literature bags always put aside. And the other thing you want to do when you go do these shows, and I've almost forgotten, this is the last thing, when you're doing these demos in these stores, always, always have kits on hand. So what I usually do, I pre-stamp my books, but usually about 30 books I leave blank, because you never know that someone who may come by your table that you may speak with may wish to be either an Avon representative themselves, or they may wish to become a helper. And so you can sign them up on the spot, which you have your kit, and then you have the books that you can write on that you can give them. So, again, I apologize. I don't know what happened to Cal. We missed each other. She must have forgotten that this was the third Monday, so we got our signals crossed. So I will speak with her, and hopefully we'll have her in on next month to talk about the list finally. This is our order-taking week, so if you haven't placed your order, make sure you've done that. And, again, plan your order. Just don't place your order. Plan your order. Order enough, plenty of books. Order plenty of samples. And with that, everyone, make it happen. And I'll see you next week where we'll have Shirley, who will do her training session. Until then, everyone, have a safe night tomorrow. And for those people who are in Carmen's district, you know that there is a 6:30 meeting in Rye. With that, everyone, good night.
AVS Media Demo. AVS Media Demo.